Welcome to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you are ready to find your inner magic, develop great habits, and a rock steady mindset to feel confident, comfortable, and fit in your body, you are in the right place. I am Kim Barnes Jefferson, and I'll be giving you weekly doses of health, fitness, and life tips sprinkled with humor and real talk. If you're ready to be consistent without the stress of perfection, magic makers, it's time to slip into your favorite pair of PJs, grab some coffee, kick back, and listen to today's show. All right, I want to thank Miss Clara B. Lee from the Philippines. I've gone international, y'all. She leaves a great review here for me. She says, so many valuable health tips that you can learn from. It is a must listen. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much. Again, I appreciate every single review that comes my way. It tells me that I'm giving you the information that you're looking for, the information that you're yearning for. I know that when I was in my, perimenopausal journey, I just was like, where can I turn to? What information can I find? And I'm grateful that I am giving that to you. These reviews mean the world to me. They light me up that I'm able to help you in any way possible. So if you are listening to this, do me a favor, head over to iTunes and leave me a review. If you're like, girl, I don't know how to do that, reach out to me. I will help you get that done. Have a great day and enjoy the rest of the show. Okay, Magic Makers, on this week's Fit Girl Magic Podcast, I want to talk about challenging the status quo, and the status quo being dieting. Dieting isn't a lifestyle. It's time that we stopped. You know, I've done several episodes prior to this, talking about maintenance, talking about why you can't diet forever, but it's time for us to reclaim our relationship with food, time to reclaim our relationship with our bodies. And for far too long, women over 40, we have been told that everything has to be restrictive. There's quick fixes, being a certain dress size. We've been conditioned that our self-worth is tied to some magical number on the scale, some dress size, and the only way to be happy is thinness or how we look, right? And the only way to achieve that is to be on a constant diet, struggle, be deprived. Now, here's the truth. Sorry if you don't want to hear this, but you know me, I like to keep it real. Diets don't freaking work. And maybe you haven't noticed this, known this, and I think I've shared this before, but just in case I haven't, if you're over 40, you've been on at least 65 diets. Maybe they haven't been named, but you have done something 65 times to restrict, change, knock off something that you eat. And I don't know about you, but every time I've tried to do this, I've never felt happy. I've never felt fulfilled. It's only left me feeling frustrated, defeated, and so out of touch with my body that I am like, uncle, right? How many of us are just like, there's this rule book, and if I don't follow these rules, I'm screwed. So instead of thriving, we have felt trapped by this cycle of diet hopping and constantly searching for that next miracle that's going to promise us all the things and show us nothing but another failed attempt. And if you are ready to break free of this vicious cycle and shift the way you eat to a way that honors your body, that's realistic for your life, and for the love of God, is it sustainable? We're going to talk today about periodizing your nutrition. Now, periodization, fancy talk. I'm stealing this from weight training, right? In the athletic world, athletes periodize their training schedule. So if you are an athlete and you are in season, your in-season training regimen looks very different than your off-season training regimen. And I want to apply that to nutrition, right? I want to come up with this is like a radical approach here to move with our body's ever-changing ebbs and flows, and also to move with your life, right?
Hey, Magic Makers, I think we can talk about anything by now.
Have you been struggling to lose weight, especially around the belly? You know, it just feels like the weight just settles there and it moves in and it just won't move out. You have brought this up to your doctor thinking that something is definitely wrong, and they tell you you need to eat more, eat less, and exercise more. And you're like, well, I've been doing that and nothing has worked. And then the worst is when your doctor pats you on the knee and just says, oh, honey, it's menopause. Eye roll. Seriously, ladies, it is not your fault. And it's not fair. There are so many myths and misconceptions out there about belly fat. And it is really hard to know what works and what actually doesn't work. Don't worry, I got you. Help is on the way. In this free masterclass I have upcoming called Cracking the Belly Fat Code, I will teach you everything you need to know what the heck is belly fat, and finally, how to get rid of this stubborn belly fat so that you no longer feel like you're stuck with it for life. So if this sounds like something you're interested in, do me a favor, grab a spot on the waitlist so when all the juicy details come out, you'll be the first person to know. Enjoy the episode. It's now about learning how to eat in a way that sustains your goal. And it's really looking to like, how do I build up my strength, mindset, as well as muscle tone, boost your energy levels, and just simply feel vibrant in your life versus constantly, you know, list making like, oh my God, is this on the good food, bad food list as you go through life? So in today's episode, I'm going to break down the four essential steps of how to periodize your nutrition. So it's about, what does a reverse diet look like? What does a maintenance look like? What's a deficit look like? And what does a build look like? And I'm going to unpack all the principles and how you can phase this into your life by giving you some practical tips and strategy to help you really implement this into your own life. So if you're ready to break free from the dieting mentality and really reclaim your power, keep listening, sister. Keep listening. And anyone who you know who needs to hear this, holla at your girl. Share out this episode. So to start periodizing your nutrition, the big thing is like we have to start to zoom out. And ideally, and I know this is like going counter to what you know most diets tell you that like, oh, 30 days to this or 12 weeks to that. I really want you to zoom out, right? And like, let's look at 6 months. Honestly, I'd like you to look at a year, but like, let's zoom out at and like look at a 6 month period. And I want you to just kind of like assess over the last 6 months, what has been happening, right? Has your weight stalled? Are you constantly feeling like you're in this rebooting? Are you constantly hungry, good energy, bad energy, cravings, your sleep? What's going on with you? You know, perimenopause, menopause, postmenopause, right? We're just doing an old fashioned audit here. Gut issues, stubborn weight gain, trying to figure out what's going on with you so we can zoom out to see where do we start with you. And for many of you, the best place to start is what I call, it's called a reverse diet. And it's slowly starting to just normalize your nutrition because most women who come to me, you're either dramatically under eating your food, or you're overeating food. And yes, you can overconsume clean food. That was me. I was overconsuming clean, healthy food. It's possible to do that. Or you're in one of these, like you have a really good week and then you have a bad week. And then you have a couple of bad weeks and you have a couple of good weeks. And you're in this kind of like highs and like your big highs and lows. So you're that person who really could do well from what I call a reverse diet. And this is where you're starting to kind of close the gap to understand what you need to eat to keep yourself alive, right? That's what a reverse diet is that it's like we're no longer trying to find this good food, bad food list. We're trying to find out where is our neutral, right? So I always kind of say like, if this is like a scale of 1 to 10, you're trying to find what is your 5 to 7, right? Like what is that like middle mark so that we know that's our home base, like that middle mark, that's our home base. And during this reverse, we're playing with your calories. We're playing with all the other food components to get you to that 5 to 7 zone. And that 5 to 7 zone is like what it would take for you just to maintain a weight. It might not be your ideal goal weight, but what
is it that your weight's not jumping all over the place, your food's not going all over the place. You're just finding a way that regardless of if you're on a vacation, if there's a holiday, if there's something going on, that you are able to stay in this like middle zone, if you will. And so here in this reverse, you might see the scale go up a bit, and that's okay. It's not a dramatic increase. Like, you know, you might see yourself go up, 1 to maybe 2 pounds, and that's okay. 1 to 2 pounds, honestly, there's so many variables that go into it. You know, maybe you had a heavy carb dinner, maybe you didn't poop. Maybe you're still getting your period and you're about to get your period, or you have your period. There's so many variables, but it's like you're playing with the one. You might be 1 to 2 pounds above what you started with. Maybe you see a little bit of an increase in body fat, but it's like really these small, I'm going to call them negligible numbers. But you know, your body's holding on to it because we've put it in such distress for so long, right? So it just doesn't understand like what's going on, what's happening to me, because we're feeding it more food than it may have gotten. Or maybe you're being more conscious of, you know, how your portions are being appropriated across your meal. So for here, when it comes to reverse diet, it's like, it's a slow build. If you're someone who might be under eating, I'm making these numbers up just so that we have some numbers here. So if you're kind of like your maintenance number is 2000 calories, let's say, and maybe you're at 1200 calories. We're trying to see how close we can get to 2000 calories. Now, right now, I just probably freaked some of you right the hell out. We're trying to see if we can get to 2000 calories. So about 1200, you know, we're going to look at what are you eating and say, okay, let's see if we can add like an extra quarter cup of something here, an extra ounce or two of protein here. And a couple of, you know, an extra tablespoon of good fat here. And so we're going to slowly crank up the dial right here. And there's no, for this reverse, there's really no limit to this reverse, right? Our goal is to see how we can get you up into that, you know, like I said, we're using this number 2000 calories. So if we're going from 1200 to 2000, it could be a slow build depending on, you know, how quickly you are willing to go. Right. And so for so many years, we've been told to fear food. And at this point, during the reverse, our goal is to see if we can get ourselves back to our maintenance calories. And if we've never found our maintenance calories, this is kind of our first step. And so it's like for the first 2 weeks before we get you to that 2000 calories, we're going to be like, all right, what's going on with you? Like, what does your eating look like? And you're not trying to be good here. You know, one of my biggest challenges with new clients is that they're like, well, I was just trying to be good. No, I don't want you to be good. I want you to eat like you, because I want you to be you, so that we can understand how can we keep incorporating more of you into your nutrition, so that it's not this like wholesale change that you're trying to, you know, put on this costume and be someone else that you're not. Because that's, I don't know who needs to hear this. That never works. That doesn't work for the long term. So eat what you normally eat for 2 weeks. Now, for those of you who are like, oh my God, Kim, I hate tracking my food. Well, I'm going to tell you, for this period of time, we're going to get really surgical. We're not trying to hit any particular numbers. We're just trying to understand what are you putting in your mouth. And trust me, I know it is a pain in the ass. But here's the thing. Most of the women that I work with don't radically change their food that much. They eat the same, probably 20 things. And so one of the beauties of, I use MyFitnessPal, but I know that other apps probably do this, but like MyFitnessPal, like I pretty much eat the same thing for breakfast and lunch. You know, I might change it out. Like I have a shake every morning for breakfast. So maybe in my shake, one day I had blueberries, and then when I run out of blueberries, I had a half a banana. So I could copy the meal from day one to day two. And the only thing I have to add in there is take out the strawberry and put in a half a banana, right? So also with MyFitnessPal, I know it's the paid version, but I can scan a barcode and boop. And 9 times out of 10, the food is in there. So here's where, if you're truly like, oh my God, Kim, I'm struggling, I challenge you. I'm not asking you to do this for the rest of your natural born life, but for just a short segment of time. We're just trying to understand what's going on with you. And it's kind of like the best way I'd liken it is that it's like your money. You know, how many of you have 500 alerts on your phone that like when you someone charges your card and this and that and so forth. This is that. Excuse me. We're trying to understand what your transactions are, and that's food, right? You know, when I go to pay my bills, I scroll through and be like, oh, what's going on in my account? This is exactly what we're trying to do, trying to figure out what's going on with you, what's going on with your food, so that we can gradually increase your calories. Again, going from that 1200 to ideally 2000 calories. And we're trying to see if we can add in 100 to 200 calories a week. Like, so it's a slow, gradual build and being smart with our protein. Ideally, you know, we want to see if we can bump up our protein numbers, you know, anywhere from 100 to 160 grams of protein. Again, slowly bumping that number up as well. And as we're doing this, we're monitoring your progress, right? You know, we're looking at what are the calories you're actually bringing in there. You know, are you finding foods that you enjoy? How are you feeling? Are you feeling hungry? Are you, what's your energy like? What's your cravings like? So that we're really starting to understand what's going on with your body and how your body is processing foods as we go along. And the goal here is we're looking for long-term sustainability. You know, so we're approaching this from a, you know, a curiosity, right? And we're really being very individualized, right? There's not this sweeping like, here's this blanket diet and everyone's going to follow the same thing. It doesn't work that way, right? And if you're looking to like truly embrace this nutrition periodization, at least for the first time you do this, I highly recommend working with a professional who can help guide you. I mean, brutal honesty, you're going to want to jump. You know, you're going to like see that scale go up a couple times and you're just going to want to, you're going to freak and you're going to want to be like, I can't do it. And you're going to want to run from the hills. I get that. So I want you to really think about this first time. Like, how committed are you to getting this done? You know, do you want to just, this is the way for you to stop dieting, right? This is a new reality for you. And the duration of a reverse can last from weeks to months. It depends on you. You know, when I first started working through this protocol, I was working with a coach, and there was a woman in the group who like was like breezing her way up to 2000 calories. She was just like, and she wasn't putting on much weight. So they were like, hey, can you go past 2000 calories? And for me, I was struggling with adding in more protein. I was struggling with, you know, just getting my calories up because it was just like, I was just in such a nutrition rut that it was like every week, you know, she challenged me to be like, Kim, go and add another fruit here, add another carb here, you know, bump up that protein by another ounce. So it's not this like set it and forget it thing. It's like every week, it's like, you know, really examining what's going on. So we can start to get to that nice balanced approach, right? So once we get through there, we find that balance, we find like that number. We are going to work to what we call our maintenance, right? And so I used to hate the word maintenance because I was like, there's no such thing as maintenance. Well, old Coach Kim, shut the fuck up. New Coach Kim embraces maintenance. And this is where the bulk of our time should be, right? This is the bulk of where our time could be, depending on what's going on with you. So with maintenance is that you're eating what your body needs. Right. So how do I determine what my body needs? There is a thing called TDEE, which means your total daily energy expenditure. So this is like how much energy your body, calories your body is burning in any given day. So this is your acts of daily living. This is your BMR. So like if I was like laying in bed, what are the number of calories I need to blink my eyes, you know, beat my heart, breathe in and out, you know, wiggle my fingers? That's my basal, it's called basal metabolic rate, BMR. And then it also adds in my NEAT, right? My non-exercise activity. And that's acts of daily living. That's vacuuming, washing your dishes, going for a walk, fidgeting here, typing on my computer, those just regular, just how I operate in the world. And then we have the thermogenic effect of food. So that is, food takes calories for your esophagus to, expand and contract to get the food from your mouth to your tummy. Then your tummy churns, churns around to get your food, out into the various cells, and then, goes into your intestines, move to like get the waste out of your body. And then we have active exercise, right? This is you physically saying, I'm going to go to the gym today and I'm going to, lift or cardio, whatever it is. And so those are like the four components that make up that TDEE number. And so that's the number we're trying to get to, that number where it's like, this is my life, again, making this number up, that if it's a, my life is at 2000 calories to do all of the four pieces, that's where we're trying to get to. That's what that number, that TDEE number is that we're trying to get to. And so if one of the things you might have heard is that NEAT number, that NEAT number accounts for far more calories than you physically going to the gym. I want to say it's about 40% compared to like 20% is that, and I'll, you know what, in the show notes, I'm going to write myself a note right now. In the show notes, I'll attach the, I'll touch, there's a graphic, a great graphic that breaks that out. And I will attach that in the show notes so that you can see that, the active exercise isn't as much as that actual, excuse me, that neat exercise. And so this maintenance, this is what it's, what's it going to take to like not gain or lose weight? Like this is like your 5 to 7, and that's what maintenance is your 5 to 7 zone here. And this could be as long as you like, right? This could, you could stay here forever, and we'll talk about that in another episode, but you could stay here forever. And, here when we're at your maintenance, like our hormones are happy. We're building muscle. We could be building muscle. We could also be maintaining muscle, but we're not dieting. We've just found a way to eat that just is effortless. Like we can just do this on repeat. And it makes us happy. Like we're no longer like looking for like, is this what, how do I calculate this? This is a fruit. Am I calculate this as a carb? Like we're not looking for that. We're just like, this is how I eat. And so once I get to that level, there's two roads I could go down. I could go down the deficit road, or I could go down the build road, right? So the deficit road is I can go on a short, I'm going to call it diet, a short deficit. You might have heard it be called a cut. And here's where this is for anywhere from like 10 to 20 weeks. I could be, going, starting to slowly, just as slowly as we built our calories up, we're slowly going to reduce our calories and get ourselves to, start to, now that we've fed our body, now start to coax our body out of the extra weight that we want to build. And so when we get into this deficit, one of the biggest things I always challenge my clients is that one, it's going to be slow. It's going to be slower than you probably want to go. But I want you to ask yourself, when you went fast the last time, how long did it last? Right? My goal is that the as we start to do the slow deficit, this weight's not coming back, right? If your goal is to lose 10, 15 pounds, that 10, 15 pounds is not coming back. Like we're not going to be like, well, that worked for, excuse me, that worked for 3 months and now I'm off to the next thing. So as you go into this deficit, there's two things that I ask my clients to come up with. One, or what it's called non-negotiables, but it's two sides. One, what are the things that you can easily regularly do? Right. So in this deficit, what are the things you can easily regularly do? Like, I'm just naming a few. Sleeping, could you make sure that like sleep's a priority? Is it that you're always going to have, put cauliflower in your protein shake? Is it that you're going to commit to a certain number of workouts a week? What are the non-negotiables on the health side that you're going to commit to? But then I want you to say, like, what are the non-negotiables on the fun side. So I have a client who like chocolate, like those little Lindt chocolates. Like that was her, like, you know, that I need to have that keeps me sane. Great. All right, we're gonna make sure we build those into your plan. The other thing for me was coffee, right? I'm like, I am not gonna not have coffee, like with cream and sugar. The end, bottom line, do not pass go. You know, maybe you and your sweetie have a date night. So you're gonna be like, I'm gonna go on a date night, and yeah, there's gonna be wine and there's gonna be dessert. Great, right? So it was like, ask yourself, like, what are some of those hard yeses and nos? You know, I have a another client who her husband's very spontaneous and likes to go on these, like, you know, weekend adventures. So it's like knowing these things up front, where we're able to say, like, you can stick with that spontaneity, but okay, you know, not every weekend can be this, like, these big meals, but it's like, how do we build in those spontaneity weekends so that she can also feel like she's not taking 10 steps back every time he wants to do this, or feel that she has to say no, right? So that's that. The other thing when you come into this deficit is like, you have to be willing to listen to the biofeedback and know that it's telling you something. You know, it's like, if I'm starting to sleep like crap, we got to examine what's going on. Are you in a zone that you're going to be really stressed out? We got to figure that out. Understand your hunger, understand your energy, understand your craving. Those are signs that something is not in check. And so then we got to understand what's going on and start to tweak our dial, you know. So that's why, again, in this approach, there is really working with a coach, because, you know, many of us type A personality people will be like, I'll just push through. No, we're done with that pushing through shit. We are all about how can we just start to live our life, even if I'm in this deficit, right? So this deficit doesn't make me feel like ass. You know, when I was competing the last probably 4 weeks before my show, I felt like ass. Like, I just was always exhausted. I was always hungry. I don't want to ever go back to that anymore. And so, you know, I want you to start to say that this is like a gradual decline, and that, you know, the ask yourself, are you willing to scale back your workouts so that, you know, it equals out with your food? Now, I'm not saying that, like, you know, you can outwork your nutrition. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that if I'm slowly scaling back my calories, I can't expect to be like crushing it at the gym every single day, right? So maybe if I'm now at a 5 to 6 day a week workout, when I start to get into this deficit and we start to kind of slowly ramp down our calories, maybe we start to look at what our workouts look like. So maybe that if I'm doing 6 days a week, maybe I move down to 5 days a week. And if I'm doing 5 days a week, maybe I'm moving down to 4 days a week, right? And so those are the types of things that we're kind of looking at, how your energy is. You know, the big thing that I find with deficits and exercise is cravings, especially if there's a little too much of a gap from the exercise that you're doing and the food that you're eating. You start to crave more, right? Because your body's like, you're pushing, 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 but you're not feeding, feeding, feeding. All right. And again, as you're coming up with your deficit times, ask yourself, are there any events? You know, could you be going on vacation, right? Do you want to go on vacation in a deficit? So that way, as a coach, we can say, okay, you know, it's say we're in February, right? And then you're like, oh, I have something coming up in April. Great. Okay, so now we know in April, on April 20th, you have an event coming up. Okay, so we're gonna say we're gonna go down, down, down until like the 15th of April, and then we're gonna slowly build your calories back up. And then the 20th, you know, I'm not even looking at a calendar, I'm just making these dates up. So the 20th through the 27th, we're going to build your calories back up by, say, 500. And then you come back and we're going to slowly start to drop your calories back down to where you were. So some people will call that like a diet break, but we want to look at where your events are. And maybe, you know, maybe you're in a season that you might have that event from the 20th to the 27th. You come home for a couple of days, and then you have like another event, and then you come home for a couple of days, and then you have another event. Then we're going to say, well, does that make sense for you to be in a deficit? You know, does it make sense for you to be, or, you know, if you especially told yourself you're going to be in a, like a, you know, 12, 15, 20 week deficit, maybe it makes sense to say, you know, I'm only going to be in a 10 week deficit, build my way back up into reverse, and then come back into that deficit after. You know, there's no like hard or fast rules here. It's more about the hard or fast rule is that your deficit can't last for life. That's the hard and fast rule, right? It just can't last for life. And then the other side of it is a surplus. So this is where like you physically want to like put on more muscle, change your body composition. And that means that out of that reverse or out of that maintenance, we're gonna start to put back on more calories, put at even surp, you know, surprise. Sur I'm trying to think of that word. Surpass. Yes, surpass your surplus. Yeah, that's a tough one. Surpass your surplus and start to slowly add more calories in, primarily from protein, to build more muscle. And this is going to be about 3 or 4 months. And then we're going to come back to that reverse, bring you back down to what your maintenance calories are going to be, and then have you stay at maintenance. And so this can like ebb and flow forever, right? Like there's no, as you notice, there's no like, we're doing this forever, we're doing this forever, we're doing this forever. It's like, here are your windows, and then we change. Here's your windows, and we change. And this is determined by you. And so, as I started to allude to at the beginning of this podcast, it's like, let's zoom out and look at what your year looks like. And so, you know, I wanted to give you guys a couple of examples. So I have a I have a client who she's in the military. She gets weighed in twice a year. So typically it happens in the springtime and it happens in the fall. So let's just make, I'm just making up these dates. So let's say if we look at the beginning of the year. So we start in January and we say, okay, April is your next weigh-in. So if we kind of pull ourselves back, we're in Jan say in January we're in maintenance. So from January through the beginning of middle of February, we're going to stay in maintenance. Then from the middle of February through the middle of February all the way through to the beginning of April, we are going to stay in a deficit until you weigh in. Once you weigh in, so say you weigh in on April 10th, once you weigh in, we are going to reverse our way back into maintenance. And we're going to stay in maintenance. And maybe you tell me that you want to build. So then we could build our way back to maintenance and then start on the build cycle. Or we can just stay in maintenance and then starting in late August, September, we start back down into that deficit, right? So that, you know, that is what her year would look like. You know, I have another client who does taxes. So we all know pretty much the end of January, beginning of February, things get a little buck wild through all of April. So basically, let's just say February, March, and April, she's going to be in maintenance. And so if she had any goals, I would tell her that we should focus her goals from May forward. And then, so like, so say from like May to December, you know, whatever her goal might be, May through December. And then in December, we could talk about getting her back into maintenance so that she's at maintenance from February, March, and April. Right. So that's how like you can, you know, if you have specific events in your life, but for you could just look at your life and just kind of say, zoom out and say, okay, what does the next 6 months look like? So it's like, am I traveling anywhere? Do I have any vacations planned? Is there a crazy time for me at work? Crazy time with my kids' schedule, you know, carting them here, there, and everywhere. And then you could kind of like truly like just map out what it would look like for you. But the first place everyone needs to start is in a reverse. Everyone starts there. And then once we build our way to maintenance, and we get stable at that maintenance, then we can, the world's our oyster. We can go low, we can go high. It just all depends on what your overall goals are. So let me know if this makes any sense to you. I will also link the other podcast that I did talking about maintenance, talking about not being on a diet, so you can better understand this. And if you want to have a deeper conversation about this, do me a favor, hit me up in the socials and we can talk further about this. All right, Magic Makers, enjoy the rest of your day and we will talk next week.
Thank you for listening to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you've made it this far, yay. I'm thinking you enjoyed the show. Let's continue the conversation on Instagram. You can find me at Kim Jefferson Coach. In order for me to keep sharing this message, do me a favor and leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe so that you won't miss an episode. New episodes are available every Wednesday. The Fit Girl Magic Podcast is intended to provide you with tips, tools, and strategies that will help you make better decisions about your health. I really appreciate your feedback and your support. Thank you so much.